There was a question raised at the last year's presentation by Dr. Kent Osborne, rightfully so, about, okay, is it a prognostic factor or predictive factor? And frankly, we didn't really care. As long as it's prognostic, what we were looking for is a prognostic factor in that specific setting of tamoxifen-treated patients so that we can identify cohort who doesn't need chemotherapy. So we were successful in doing that, in that compared to the NCCN or St. Gallen criteria, if you look at the B14 tamoxifen-treated cohort, those two criteria will allow us to identify about 8% that doesn't need chemotherapy. If you use genomic health assay, we identify 50%. So there's a huge increase in the patient that would be categorized as a low risk enough that they don't need chemotherapy.
Now, those 50%, what was the risk after they'd received tamoxifen?
Their 10-year distant failure rate was about 6.3%.
And was that sort of a continuous variable? There were some that were lower and some that were higher, or that was sort of the...
The median risk for that group is 6.3, but obviously individual risk range from 3 to 12%, which is another characteristic strength of this test, is individual risk assessment with a 95% confidence interval.
Now, this was in both premenopausal and postmenopausal
patients.
That's correct.
Right.
And I know one of the questions that came up is, what would you see if you used, for example, an aromatase inhibitor in a postmenopausal patient? Is this test relevant?
That's a big question. We don't know yet. I mean, we certainly need a trial. But even with tamoxifen, with such a low risk in the low-risk group, I don't think it's a relevant question there. I think for high-risk patients, maybe it's a relevant question that do they, you know, would they have better prognosis if they had gotten aromatase inhibitor?
I guess today, I think, actually, the New England Journal is publishing the paper coming out of that work that you reported last year at San Antonio. Is there anything in the paper that wasn't presented or any further information in the paper?
In the paper, there is a supplementary information that comes out together with the paper that goes into a lot of subset analysis, although subsetting is something that NSAP usually refrain from, but because there has been a lot of questions about, okay, will the assay work in less than 1 cm tumor? Will the assay work in more than 60 years old? And the answer is that it seems to be. Of course, these are subsets, so the power is much less, but overall trend seems to show that the assay works in every single subset that we look at. For example, high-grade patient, high histological grade, low histological grade, less than 1 cm, 1 to 2 cm, over 3 cm, always seems to divide the patient into low and high-risk category.